Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. Friends, this week I'm speaking on the Prince of Peace. With the escalating conflicts in the Middle East and the Ukraine, I remain convinced that the world needs Jesus, and more than ever. We need Jesus as our Savior. We need Jesus as our Lord. And we need him in his anointed place as the Prince of Peace. Particularly as we endeavor to make wise decisions in the confused, conflated, and conflicted times that we're living in. Thank God, literally, thank God that Jesus was and is the Prince of Peace. He came to bring ultimate peace between God and a fallen humanity. Whilst the world rages with wars, poverty, division, inequality, alternate to truce, and all manners of strife, simply knowing Jesus brings us a supernatural peace in the storms of life. He certainly has done that in my life for many years now, and I'm deeply thankful for this particular blessing in my life. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And John 16:33 says, "I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world, but be courageous. I have conquered the world." And if we look at these statements of Jesus and the timeline of Jesus' time on earth, he said these things to his disciples in the moments before going to the garden and being arrested. Can you imagine that? It says in John 18:4 that Jesus knew everything that was going to happen to him. As the saying goes, how on earth? How on earth then did Jesus have peace knowing what was about to happen to him? Arrest, betrayal, false accusations, being mocked, and then dying the most unjust and painful death on the cross. How can Jesus be speaking of peace before all of this happening? And I guess it was precisely because his peace was not of this earth that he could, even in the midst of that storm, be at peace. So friends, peace is therefore not to do with our circumstances. Rather, peace comes with an absolute surrender to and faith in God, knowing he is who he says he is. Peace is knowing God keeps his promises and trusting that our lives are safe in his hands, even when circumstances may say otherwise. There's a wonderful relationship between peace and obedience. Although we see the very human Jesus in the garden before his arrest pleading with God to take this cup or this responsibility to die for the salvation of humanity from him, we see that Jesus also responds with, "Yet not my will, but yours be done." Obedience is key to experiencing the peace of God, aligning our will to "let not my will, but yours be done." Even in the wonderful prophetic book of Isaiah, long before the birth of Jesus, his birth, his life, and his calling as the Prince of Peace were all majestically foretold. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." So you see, friends, Jesus has always been the Prince of Peace, even from before his existence in a human form on the earth. He wasn't just the Prince of Peace for his 33 years. He always was and always will be the Prince of Peace. So peace is knowing that irrespective of the storms and trials of life, Jesus was, is, and always will be the way, the truth, the life, and the Prince of Peace. Friends, as I've traveled on both business and ministry throughout the Western Cape over the past month, time and time again I've witnessed Jesus' remarkable peace amongst the storm, particularly in the sometimes chaotic environments of the townships. When you see, feel, hear, and sense his presence and peace, it's particularly tangible and real. So today I thank God the Father for sending his Son, the Prince of Peace, and for allowing the Holy Spirit to remain until Jesus' return. When I have to make the toughest decisions in my life, I can read the Word, I can pray, I can ask for the wise counsel of elders, and I do try to do all of these things. But for me, the final green light before proceeding with a tough decision is whether I can unquestionably feel God's peace upon that decision or choice. I simply ask God for his supernatural peace when making tough calls and determine not to push forward with those big calls until I have that peace. I've also had the privilege of utilizing that peace during several significant moments and decision points in business in particular over the first half of this year. And I'm delighted to say that his peace has allowed me to make what I believe to be the right decisions each time, not because they're my decisions, but rather because they're really determined by the peace which passed all understanding remaining on me at that time. And so I pray this week, friends, that as you too navigate challenging, uncertain, and somewhat troubled times, that you too will experience that glorious and insanely illogical peace, the peace which passes all understanding. And by the presence of that peace, you too will know that you've made the right choice in a tough moment. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.